Fondazione Radio Magica presents Ardito Desio Explorer, Palmanova 1897, Rome 2001. Text by Elena Commessatti, read by Dalila Wang.
Love of the mountains and a healthy life might just make you live longer. Ardito Desio died healthy in his 104th year. Do you know who he was? A geographer and explorer, Ardito Desio made Italy famous because in 1954 he led the first Italian expedition to the summit of Mount K2, the second highest mountain in the world after Everest. And just think, when he was 93 years old, he also made it to the slopes of Everest. On the other hand, someone named Ardito, daring, cannot but be courageous, can he? Why, at that age, did he climb to the Everest base camp at 5,000 meters? A scholar and lover of science and nature, he wanted to be able to measure the exact height of that mountain between Nepal and China. And to do so, he wanted a pyramid of glass and aluminum to be built at the base camp. He wanted a house to perform scientific experiments at high altitude. Nothing easier. But let's take a step back. Why are we talking about this geographer specifically? Because Ardito Desio was born in Palmanova, the starry city, in the late 19th century. As a boy, he had already climbed all the peaks of the Julian and Karnak Alps. He had joined the Friuli Alpine Society at a very early age, alongside great masters such as Olinto Marinelli, geographer, and Michele Gortani, geologist. After taking part in the First World War, Ardito Desio graduated in geology, the science that studies the Earth, and began to travel and explore the world, just as he had always dreamed. He also became a university professor in Milan. He, the daring one, had always had a great desire to explore. His first explorations? The Aegean Islands in Greece, and then the Sahara Desert in Libya, where Ardito was accompanied by a 110 camel escort. He was to travel all over the world, from Africa to Asia and to the Americas. But let us go back to the K2 climb. His research in the area had already begun in 1929 when the Duke of Spoleto, Aimone Savoia Aosta, had invited him on an expedition to the majestic Karakoram mountain range. From those peaks, he had first set eyes on the K2 from close up, and it was love at first sight. We feel sure that Ardito Desio must have said to himself, "Sooner or later, I'm going to climb up there." Fortunately, the archive of his long and intense life is very rich in objects and documents, and is carefully looked after by his daughter, Maria Emanuela Desio. And now, here's a scoop. Recently, Maria Emanuela has given the Natural History Museum of Udine permission to use this important archive, which even includes perfectly preserved the first bottle of crude oil to come out of the Sahara Desert.